You know.
So now.
The home of Australian air checks. TheRadioAntenna.com.
But our favourite on this entire list of celebrities is LaToya Jackson, who joins us this morning. Hello, LaToya.
Yeah, I love hearing that. That's great. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. We're very well. I love the idea of you on Celebrity Apprentice. What are you good at? What are your best skills, you reckon?
I think I'm good at a lot of things that we do on the show. I love anything that has to do with decorating, anything to do with indoor activities. Just, it could be a multitude of things, of managing a store, anything of that nature, designing clothes. All that's great for me.
Do you find it hard when you're looking at Donald Trump not to look at his hair?
That is Donald's hair. He shows us all the time. He pulls it all the way back and rubs his fingers through it. No, that's his hair. It's just the texture of it, as he always says.
You're going to be doing your own reality TV series on Oprah's network, Life with LaToya. What kind of access are you going to give the cameras? That's a big deal, isn't it?
It really is, because when you let someone into your private space where the entire world can view, that's taking a major step forward, and that's what the show is about, and that's what I'm doing, and I promise you guys are going to love it.
Well, I saw Prince doing some work on Entertainment Tonight. The kid's a natural.
Isn't he great? I think he's absolutely wonderful.
But did he have a lot of training for that, or did he just pick it up?
Not at all. Just right there. That's what he wanted to do, and he did it.
Yeah, well, I don't know where he would have picked that up for, because the Jacksons were never an entertaining family, were they? Really?
No genes there to play with at all.
Actually, do you ever think one of those kids might run off and become an accountant or something like that?
You never know. It's whatever they choose to do in their life, and that's what we're going for. Whatever you want to do, then go for it and do it.
I was watching a documentary that featured you not so long ago. Actually, it was a couple of years ago now, where you had a reunion with Bubbles the Chimp. Is Bubbles still alive now?
Yes, Bubbles is. He's still alive. He's in Florida, actually.
He's retired to Florida.
Yes, because when they get a certain age, they're pretty dangerous to be around because of their strength and power, so you have to keep them caged.
Did he remember you at all?
Absolutely. He certainly did, and that was so touching because he did recall. And so it just shows you that we all have a heart, a brain, the whole bit. Sometimes we ignore it because they're animals, but they have just as much love in them as we do.
Did Michael ever get to see him before he passed away?
Yes, he did. He did. Absolutely.
Because you've been a showbiz family for so long, I guess when Michael passed away, it reminded us that you are a real family with real emotions. How are you all coping with the loss of Michael?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? Hi, guys. I don't know.
Hello?
But we need to keep the questions to Celebrity Apprentice and her show, please.
Right. LaToya, are you channeling someone? Have you got like another voice in there?
Oh, okay, we're interrupted there.
No, I thought that
was innocent enough. There you go.
Oh, that's a pretty innocent question, LaToya. We're promoting a show, but I think it's not a big deal. Like, if I lost my brother, I would talk about it. It's not a big deal.
Okay, I was hoping we were being respectful.
Anyway, we were All-Star Celebrity Apprentice on tonight. LaToya, you still there? Or is the other person
I'm
there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
No, I'm still here, Jonas.
That's my Mexican name, Jonas. Well, LaToya, you look after yourselves. Say g'day to the kids for us. And All-Star Celebrity Apprentice is on tonight, 9:40, on Fox 8.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, good. Well, nice speaking to you guys, and enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, LaToya. LaToya Jackson.
I don't know where to put myself with what just happened.
What do you mean?
Well, she's doing a reality show where cameras are following her around. But if you mention her brother, the most famous man in the world, passing away, a voice says we're not allowed to talk about that.
I wish that voice would come in all the time in my life.
When you stuff up a time call.
Or no, when I come home late from the pub, my wife starts, gets the rolling pin out, and then that voice comes in. Look, Mr. Jones doesn't want to be bothered.
Jonas doesn't want to talk about it.
Jonas doesn't want to talk about this. And how about you make him something to eat?
How fascinating.
It's a strange world we live in.
TheRadioAntenna.com